帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章，弟兄们，论到时候日期，不又写信给你们，因为你们自己明明晓得主的日子来到，好像夜间的贼一样。人正说平安稳妥的时候，灾祸忽然临到他们，如同惨浪临到怀胎的妇人一样，他们绝不能逃脱。弟兄们，你们却不在黑暗里，叫那日子临到你们像贼一样。你们都是光明之子，都是白昼之子。我们不是属黑夜的，也不是属幽暗的，所以我们不要睡觉，像别人一样，总要警醒谨守，因为睡了的人是在夜间睡，醉了的人是在夜间醉。但我们既然属乎白昼，就应当谨守，把信和爱当作护心镜周胸，把得救的盼望当作头盔戴上。因为神不是预定我们受刑，乃是预定我们藉着我们主耶稣基督得救，他替我们死，叫我们无论醒着睡着都与他同活。所以你们该彼此劝慰，互相建立，正如你们素常所行的。弟兄们，我们劝你们敬重那在你们中间劳苦的人，就是在主里面治理你们、劝诫你们的，又因他们所做的功，用爱心格外尊重他们。你们也要彼此和睦。我又劝弟兄们，要警戒不守规矩的人，勉励灰心的人，扶助软弱的人，也要向众人忍耐。你们要谨慎，无论是谁都不可以以恶报恶，或是彼此相待，或是待众人。常要追求良善，要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。不要消灭圣灵的感动，不要藐视先知的讲论，但要凡事查验，善美的要持守，各样的恶事要禁戒不做。愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣，又愿你们的灵与魂与身子都蒙保守，在我们主耶稣降临的时候完全无可指摘。那招你们的本是信实的，他必成就这事。请弟兄们为我们祷告，与众弟兄们亲嘴问安，务要圣洁。我指着主嘱咐你们，要把这信念给众弟兄听。愿我们主耶稣基督的恩常与你们同在。好，下面是我们信息的时间。
It's our time for sermon.
今天信息的题目是为这一年感谢神。
And the theme of this sermon is thanking God for the year.
我们把时间交给郑景弟兄。
Okay. Give Joseph time.
Good morning.
大家好。
So today I'm going to be talking about 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, which is what we just read.
今天我们就讲这个帖撒罗尼迦前书，就是刚刚我们读过的这一段经文。
Yeah, this chapter is basically a letter written by Paul to just encourage the church regarding how they should live, you know, as they await for the day of the Lord.
这个其实就是保罗写给教会的一封信，去劝勉他们在我们等候主的日子的时候怎么样去行事为人。
And one of the things that Paul urged the church to do is to give thanks to God in all circumstances.
有一件事情保罗要主张大家要做的就是凡事要感恩。
And so as 2010 comes to a close,I think we should give thanks to God, you know, for the blessings that He has given to our church this year.
当我们2010年准备要结束的时候，这是我们很重要的事情，就是要向神感恩。
I think this year God has brought many seekers to our church, especially in the fellowships.
我想今年神带了很多慕道的朋友来我们教会，特别是去参加我们的团契。
And many seekers become baptized this year.
很多慕道的朋友也受洗了。
And we thank God that Sarah and I this year participated in the Hong Kong Fellowship.
我们感谢神，今年我们也参加香港团契。
And God has also provided financially for our church.
神也在经济方面供应我们的教会。
And this year, Xin Wei and Kan Yue got married.
今年信伟跟坎月也成为夫妇。
And David's family returned to Ithaca and joined our church again.
我们吴达志先生他们的全家人也回到我们 Ithaca 来跟我们一起。
And also, Kai Xu got a job and came back to Ithaca as well.
而且徐凯也回到我们 Ithaca 也正在工作。
And Zhuan Hui returned from China to join her husband.
蒋辉也从中国回来跟他的先生团聚。
I mean, there are countless blessings that God has given to the families of our church.
真是神给我们教会有数不尽的祝福。
Of course, one thing I should also mention is that there are many newborns that were added to our families.
还有一件事情我要提的就是神也增添了很多新生的婴孩给我们教会的家庭。
So at the end, you know, I think we should definitely pray together to give thanks to God.
所以到最后的时候，我们应该一起来借着祷告来感谢神。
All right, so let's go back to our First Thessalonians chapter 5.
So 我们现在可以回到铁加罗迪罗迪斯前书。
Now, what is the day of the Lord?
什么是主的日子呢？
The day of the Lord is actually the day of judgment when Jesus returned to earth to judge the world for the sins.
主的日子就是审判的日子，就是耶稣基督再回来要审判罪人。
Now,
这个世界的罪人。
Yes. Now, for the people who have give birth to babies, you know that when the labor contraction get closer and closer, the baby is coming soon.
凡是生过孩子人的就知道，当我们就是临产前的那种疼痛越来越密的时候，你就知道生产就马上就要开始了。
Now you don't know exactly when the baby will come out, but you know the baby is coming soon.
那你不知道具体的时间什么时候 baby 会出来，但是我们知道这一天它就会生出来。
So earthquake is like a contraction of the earth.
所以地震就好像这个地球在收缩一样。
Now, it used to be like ten, you know, maybe one major earthquake around the world every 10 years or so.
在过去好像大概就是十年就有一次大地震。
But then it becomes like every 5 years.
然后就好像每五年就有一次大地震。
And then it becomes like every year.
然后就好像每一年都有一次大地震。
And now it's like every few months.
现在好像是每几个月就有一次大地震。
So you can tell that the day of the Lord is coming soon.
所以你就知道主的日子就是来临了。
Like the birth of a baby, you don't know the exact time.
就好像小孩子出生的时候，你不知道是具体的时间是什么时候。
But we know that the day of the Lord is coming soon.
但是我们就知道主的日子正在来临。
So let's read that First Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 8. Okay. So Paul writes,Since we belong to the day, let us be self-controlled, putting on faith and love as a breastplate, and the hope of salvation as a helmet.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书五章八节这样说，但我们既然束缚白昼，就应当谨守，把信和爱当作护心镜遮胸，把得救的盼望当作头盔戴上。
Now Paul urged us to be self-controlled.
所以保罗在这里极力的主张我们要有节制跟谨守。
Because it is natural for us to do things that makes our body feels good, even though it may not be beneficial.
我们这的肉体很自然就想做一些让我们那个肉体觉得感觉得非常好的事情。
Like for example, many boys today, they spend hours and hours in playing video games.
比如说有很多男孩子他们就是用很多很多时间去玩这个电子游戏。
Because video games make their brain feel excited.
因为电子游戏机那个游戏就让他们的大脑觉得很刺激。
And many people drink alcohol because alcohol make their throat feel good.
也有很多人他们的酗酒，因为那个酒精让他们的口腔觉得很清凉。
And sometimes we lack self-control lack self-control and not be able to control our tongue.
有的时候我们就是缺乏这个节制，所以就没有好好的控制我们的舌头。
And sometimes we speak words that make our chest feel better but hurts other people.
有的时候我们讲一些话，就是把我们的好像心胸觉得很舒畅，但是呢会伤到其他的人。
But we must do what pleases God rather than our own bodies.
但是我们一定要讨神的喜悦，不是讨自己肉体的欢喜。
The Holy Spirit has greater power than our bodies.
因为圣灵比我们的肉体更加有能力。
That's why we must ask the Holy Spirit to control our mind, our tongue, and our hands.
所以我们一定要请求圣灵来控制我们的思念，我们的舌头，还有我们的手。
See, as the day of the Lord approaches, the spiritual battle will become more intense.
因为主的日子已经来临，所以呢，我们这个这个灵命的征战也是越来越强烈。
Satan's attack on us will become more fierce.
那撒旦攻击我们也是更加的凶猛。
And temptations will become stronger.
诱惑也是特别的厉害。
Life can become much more stressful.
我们的生活也是觉得更加多压力。
Unless we rely on the Holy Spirit, we'll be overcome by the troubles of life.
要是我们不依靠圣灵的话，我们就会被我们生活中的一些困难打败。
Yeah, we'll feel trouble inside our hearts.
我们心里面觉得有困惑。
We have more arguments with our spouse, even with our children.
我们也会与我们的配偶和孩子争吵。
Well, let me tell you a story that I've heard from Charles Lee, who is an elder of our church about 7 years ago.
我想跟大家讲这个李勉群的一个故事。李勉群在7年前也是我们教会的一个长老。
So he was saying that one day he had a big argument with his wife.
他说他有一天有一个很大的跟他的太太有一个很大的吵架。
And he was very mean to her.
他很凶，对他很凶。
And so one day, he went to Chinatown.
那有一天他就去中国城。
And he went into this Chinese store where he saw many chickens.
他就去了一个店里面看了很多的鸡。
As you know, we Chinese like to eat fresh food, right? so you can buy live chickens in Chinatown.
你知道我们中国人很喜欢吃新鲜的东西，所以你可以买到新鲜的鸡在中国城那里。
So he saw a cage with many chickens inside.
所以他就看到一个鸡笼里面有很多的鸡。
And he noticed that there was one big chicken chasing another chicken.
他就发觉有一个大的鸡一直在追着那个另外一个鸡。
And that big chicken is keep chasing and pecking on that smaller chicken.
那这个大鸡就一直在那多跟那个追着那个另外那个鸡。
Yeah, even when that small chicken is running away, the big chicken would just keep on chasing after it.
就算这个小鸡在那里躲来躲去，但是这个大鸡还是在追着它。
And Charles looking at it, and after a while he just couldn't stand it anymore.
他在看着这个鸡这样来打的时候，他就忍不住了。
So he shook the cage and tried to stop that chicken from chasing the other chicken.
所以他就摇这个鸡笼，想这个大鸡不要再去追这个另外那个鸡。
But that big chicken wouldn't give up.
但是那个大鸡就不要放弃。
And then it occurs to Charles that chicken, you know, those chicken will be in the dinner tables tomorrow.
但是就是李勉群就在想，这些鸡明天就要摆在人的桌上了。
And you know, so he said, why can't they get along? Even in the short time they have here.
那为什么他们不能在这么短短的时间里面在活着的这么短短的时间里面能够相处呢？
So this lesson he felt is from God, and he returned home and asked his wife for forgiveness.
所以他觉得神给他这样的一个很好的课程，所以他就回到家向他的 请求他的太太来原谅他。
Yes, time, you know, time with our families are short.
So 我们跟家人的时间也是很简短。
So while we are together, let us appreciate and love one another.
所以当我们在一起的时候，我们要更好的去表示我们的赞赏啊，或者是爱啊，这样。
Okay, the next thing he said is also faith. He said putting on. Back to the previous one. Like he also urged us to put on faith, as a breastplate.
保罗在这里也要求我们要要把那个信当做我们的护心镜来当遮胸。
See, the breastplate is to protect our body from the attack of the evil one.
护心镜其实就是来保护我们，所以撒旦就不能攻击我们。
Yeah. Now, sometimes, you know, when our prayer don't get answered,
有的时候我们的祷告好像没有得到回应。
And our life are going downhill.
或者我们的生活好像在走下坡。
We sometimes wonder, you know, does God care?
我们就在想，神是不是还在理我们呢？
See, our faith in these last days will be severely tested.
所以我们的信心就在这个末了的日子就得到考验。
You know, there's a cartoon, I'm not sure if you watch, called Prince of Egypt. Did you watch that? It's about Moses.
你们大家有没有看过这个卡通片叫埃及王子呢？
Yeah, anyway, that in that cartoon, there's one line I never forget.
就在这个片子里面有一句话我是难忘的。
Moses was speaking to his people.
摩西就对他们的人民这样说。
He said that Pharaoh is very powerful.
他说法老王他是很有能力。
With one word, he can take away our children.
他讲一句话，一个字就可以把我们的孩子拿去。
With one word, he can even take our lives.
他讲一个字，哎呀，就可以把我们的生命也拿去。
But there's one thing he cannot take away.
但是一样东西他是拿不去的。
And that is our what?
那是我们的什么呢？
That one thing is our faith.
这个就是我们的信心。
See, Satan cannot take away our faith.
所以撒旦是不能拿走我们的信心的。
Unless we choose to give it up.
除非我们是选择要放弃。
You see, in Romans chapter 10,
在罗马书
Paul 10:17,
第十章十七节
Paul wrote, faith comes from hearing the word of God.
保罗这样说，信道是从听道来的。
So the key in building up our faith is by reading the Word of God.
我们要建立我们的信心，就是要读他的话语。
And this is one of the key to victory in these last days.
这就是我们能够战胜，在最后这个日子里面能够得胜的一个最大的关键。
You know, there's a saying, you know, in American, there's a saying that an apple a day.Keeps the doctor away.
在美国有一样这样的话，我们一天吃一个苹果，就让医生远离我们。
Yeah, and that's because you know apple has lots of nutrients.
因为苹果有很多丰富的营养。
So this is a New Year resolution I would like to propose.
所以这个就是我们今年要做的一个决心。
So next year is 2011.
明年就是2011年。
Yeah, 2011年。
2011年。
Yeah. So, how about this? For the people who have not yet, you know, read the Bible, or don't read the Bible faithfully.
我请求就是大家还没有说很regular, 就是经常读经的人。
Okay. You should read the Bible starting next year.
我就建议你们在明年就开始。
One chapter a day keeps the devil away.
每天读一章就可以把这个魔鬼远离我们。
Okay, next thing that Paul talk about is in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11.
保罗, 下面跟着在铁加罗尼书前书的五章十一节这样说。
Encourage one another and build each other up.
你们该彼此劝慰，互相建立。
You see, we build up the kingdom of God by encouraging each other.
我们要是互相劝勉，我们就可以建立神的国度。
Paul is a good example. He always begins his letters to the church by encouragement.
保罗给我们一个很好的榜样，他经常在他写信的一开始就是感恩。
Like, for example,
就是劝勉。
For example, in the, at the beginning of the letter, the beginning of the next one. Yeah, at the beginning of the letter, he wrote, we always thank God for all of you, mentioning you in our prayers. We continually remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ.
在他给铁加罗尼书那个一开始就是第一章那里，他就这样说，我们为你们众人常常感谢神，祷告的时候提到你们，在神我们的父面前不住的纪念你们因信心所做的功夫，因爱心所受的劳苦，因盼望我们主耶稣基督所存的忍耐。
See, I used to be not a very encouraging person. I was very cynical and negative.
我过去不是一个很懂得怎么样鼓励人的人，我一般都是很消极或者是说疑心很大的人。
But I think over the years God has taught me to be less negative and be more encouraging.
但是这么多年来真是神教导我还有帮助我成为一个比较没有这么消极的人。
See, we all know that a discouraged person lacks the spirit to do what he's capable of doing.
我们知道一个没有意气的人，他就是没有，就是缺乏一个精神去做一个他可以做的事情。
It's like a tractor, you know, which is capable of moving a tremendous amount of earth, but without fuel,It cannot even move a stone.
就好像一个拖拉机，它是有这个能力去搬动很多很多的泥土，但是没有这个电油，它连一个石头也搬不动。
So encouragement is like that, like the fuel.
所以我们劝勉就好像这个电油一样。
See, the world around us encourage people to have confidence in themselves.
我们周围的人就是要我们就是劝勉人家要对自己有信心。
But I think it is important for us to encourage each other to place our confidence in God.
但是我想就是我们应该鼓励就是彼此的鼓励，把我们的信心放在神那里。
Yeah, there are many kinds of encouragement, such as affirmation, praise, and exhortation.
就是鼓励有几个方面，可以说是肯定啊，或者是称赞啊，或者是劝勉。
Yeah. So some people are discouraged because they don't see themselves as having any value.
有些人他们觉得很泄气，因为他们没有看到自己的价值。
And but we can encourage these people by reminding them that. That God has a purpose for their lives.
但是我们可以通过就是让他们看到神在他们生命里面的目标啊，或者计划，来这样来鼓励他们。
And God cherished them not because of what they did or did not do, but because of who they are.
神珍惜他们，爱他们，不是因为他们能做什么，而是他们就是他们，就是谁。
You know, wives, you know, husband needs.Encouragement most of all, more than anyone else, from their wives.
我们的先生他最需要最需要就是我们他的从太太那里所得到的鼓励。
Yeah, I believe a husband needs more encouragement from their wives than even their boss.
他比 yeah, 太太给这个先生的这个鼓励比他这个先生他自己的 这个 boss 的鼓励更加老板 yeah, 老板的鼓励更加重要
yeah, yeah, 真的吗
这是不是真的
is
it true
Now, so therefore wife it's very important for wife to encourage their husband by respecting them even when they fail
所以对我们太太来说我们真是看到先生他们就算他们有失败的时候我们就是对他们的鼓励是非常的重要的
And likewise, husband can encourage their wives by showing more appreciation for what they do.
同样的我们先生也要劝勉我们的太太就好像在平常啊表示他们在家里所做的事情表示多一些的赞赏啊。
Like, you know, like,Parents, right, often praise their children. As, you know, like, for example, when they are learning to walk, and when they take their first step, the parents are very happy and praise the children.
啊，好像很自然，那个父母就很自然的去赞赏他们的孩子啊，就算他们就是走的第一步，学走第一步，那个父母都会很懂得怎么样去赞美他们。
Yeah, because the husband and wife knows that it is very important for their children to learn to walk.
因为的父母都知道，对于孩子学走路是很重要的。
Wouldn't it be wonderful if the husband and wife praise each other just for taking small steps of improvement?
要是我们的夫妻之间就是看到对方有一点点的进步，我们这样就懂得怎么样去。赞赏和称赞他们，这不是很好吗
？Now we can also remind each other that God has given us gifts or positions for a purpose.
我们也可以这样提醒大家，神给我们的这些能力，还有这个职位啊，都是按照他的计划给我们的。
Okay, so let me tell you an interesting experience I had.
我想跟大家分享一下我这个比较有趣的一个经历。
So several years ago, my family spent the Christmas with my relatives.
在几年前，我们的家人就跟我们的亲戚一起过一个holiday 一个节日。
And so we spent like a week with one of my nephew called Roger Lee.
我们就在那里就同我们一个侄子叫 Roger Lee 一起过了一个礼拜。
Now Roger Lee is a very very smart boy. He you know he went to MIT and now he's in medical school.
Roger Lee 他是很聪明那个孩子，他去 MIT 读大学，现在也在读医学院。
Now Roger is the oldest boy, so he has the younger brother and younger sister.
所以 Roger 是大儿子，他有一个弟弟和妹妹。
And you know Roger had a very good family.
Roger 有一个很好的家庭。
The only regret I would say is that their parents are separated.
但有一个就是觉得没有这么完美的，就是他的父母离婚了。
Yeah, because their father one of the things their father did was that he don't come home until very late at night, like maybe sometimes 3 or 4 in the morning.
他的有一件事情就是他爸爸很晚。在三四点才回家。
One of the reasons because he was addicted to 麻将 right? Yeah.
他的理由就是他就是addicted.
Okay.
就是很喜欢玩麻将。
So after that Christmas vacation, we came back to Ithaca.
在那个圣诞节之后，我就回到 Ithaca 来。
So I decided to write an email to encourage Roger.
所以我就决定给这个Roger 写一封 email 去鼓励他。
And the email goes something like this.
那 email 是这样写的。
Dear Roger.
亲爱的 Roger.
We had a wonderful time this Christmas.
我们在这个圣诞节有一个很好的时间。
You know, Roger, you are the oldest son.
Roger, 你是一个大儿子。
You should serve as a good role model for your younger brother and younger sister.
你要成为你弟弟妹妹的榜样。
And you should pray for your parents.
你要为你的父母祷告。
So And then, I write my name Joseph.
And then 我就签我的名 Joseph.
Now, the thing is, I do not remember exactly Roger's email address.
但是问题就是我没有记住他的 email 的这个地址是什么。
I mean, I remember most of it, but I can't remember exactly.
但是我记得大概是这个样子，但是具体是怎么样我就没有记得。
So I sent it to the one that I think I know, and that is RogerLee@AOL.com.
所以我就按照这个地址就把这个信发出去了。
So I sent the email.
所以我就发了这个信。
And I haven't heard any reply for a long time, maybe for a few weeks.
但是几个礼拜之以来我都没有收到回信。
And then finally, I got a reply.
那最后我就收到一个回信。
And the reply goes something like this.
是这样写的。
Dear Joseph.
亲爱的 Joseph.
I try and try and try.
我真是想了好久。
But I could not figure out who you are.
我就是想不出你是谁。
But my name is Roger Lee.
但是我的名字就是 Roger Lee.
And I am the oldest son.
我也是大儿子。
And I have a younger brother and younger sister.
我也有一个弟弟，有一个妹妹。
And I will pray for my parents.
我会为我的父母祷告。
Yeah, I mean that email wasn't meant for this Roger.
但是我的邮件不是发给这个 Roger 的。
But he took it.
但是他收了。
Because all people want encouragement.
但是所有的人都需要劝勉。
Okay, let's go to the next one. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5:18, Paul says to give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
那《帖下罗尼迦前书》五章十八节这样说：凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督里向你们所定的旨意。
I met a student this semester, and he said to me that, you know, I try very hard, but I don't seem to be very successful.
我这个学期有一个学生，他这样跟我说，他说我已经很努力，但是我都好像没有成功。
So I suggest to him that, well, instead of complaining, why don't you try thanking God?
我就这样劝他说，你倒不如就是不要complain 不要怀疑、yeah, 埋怨反而你就给神你的感恩、
yeah. So rather than complaining about what you don't have you should thank God for what you do have
yeah 你就不要埋怨但是就要感恩
and perhaps God will give you what you don't have
或许神会给你所没有的就给你
see faith meansWe don't understand it, we don't feel like it, but we do it because we believe in God's promise.
信心就是说，我不明白，我也不想去做，但是呢，我会去靠着神去做。
In Romans chapter 8:28, Paul wrote that everything worked out for good for those who love him.
在罗马书八章二十八节这样说，我们晓得万事都互相效应。叫爱神的人得益处。
So when we thank God, you know, for things that doesn't seem to be successful,
当我们为了一些我们没有成功的事情来感谢神。
See, thanking God is like saying that we agree with God on this chapter of our lives.
那我们感谢神的时候就好像说我同意我认同神在我们这一生命的这一章里面所安排的。
And after we have agreed with God, then this chapter of our lives can now be closed.
当我们感谢神之后，我们生命的这一章可以结束了。
Healing and restoration can begin.
我们的医治还有康复也可以开始了。
And we can now enter into a new chapter that God has prepared for us.
那我们可以进入新的一章，神为我们预备的这新的一章。
Job served a good example.
约伯给我们一个很好的一个榜样。
When he lost his wealth, his children, and his health, he did not curse God.
当他失去他的财富、他的孩子、 还有他的健康的时候，他没有诅咒神。
Instead, he blessed God.
但是他就去祝福神。
He said that the Lord gives, the Lord takes. Blessed is the name of the Lord.
也他感谢神，他说，赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华。
And at the,
耶和华的名是应当称颂的。
And at the end, God gives back what Job has lost and more.
最后神把他约伯所失去的都还给他，并且更多。
You know, this year I applied for a Fulbright Teaching Award because I want to teach in Hong Kong next year.
今年我有申请这个 Fulbright 的这个scholarship.
But I got a letter saying that I was rejected.
但我收到一个拒绝的信。
I was disappointed.
我有一些失望。
But then I forced myself to thank God anyway.
但是我还是要强着要去感恩。
Because I believe that when God closes a door, He will open a better door.
因为我相信，当神关了一个门的时候，他会开一个更好的门。
Now, of course, you know, during the year, there's things that are not so good that happen to our families and to our church.
就是这一年，我们也有一些不是这么好的事情发生在我们教会或我们教会的家庭。
Yeah, for example, I think the end of last year or the beginning of this year, Jin Jin's mother passed away unexpectedly.
好像是去年年尾还是今年年初，静真的妈妈就去世了，但是就是没有想到的这样突然去世。
And we don't understand why, but I'm certain there's a reason.
那我不明白为什么，但是我很肯定，一定是有一个理由在里面。
And we'll know the reason, the day we see God face to face.
当我们见到神面对面的时候，我们就明白了。
But for today, we should trust God and thank Him in all circumstances.
但是今天我们要就是信靠神，要知道他会给我们更多。
Okay, so let's give thanks to God together. Okay.
好的，我们一起来感谢神。
Dear Heavenly Father,
我们亲爱的天父，
thank you for blessing our church so much this year.
感谢你这么丰丰富富的祝福我们的教会。
Yes, you have added so many people to our fellowships.
你带了这么多人来我们的团契。
And you have brought many people to your kingdom.
你也带了这么多人来到你的国度。
And you provide our church all that we need.
你也给我们教会所需用的都丰丰富富的给予。
And we thank you for bringing the families back to Ithaca.
我们感谢你把这么多的家庭也带回来 Ithaca 跟我们一起。
And also we thank you for the new babies that you have given us this year.
我也感谢神在今年也给我们这么多的新婴孩。
And we also thank you that you have brought Xingwei and Kanye together to share a life in Christ.
我们也感谢神你把Xingwei跟Kanye带到一起，能够享受在神同神一起的生活。
So we thank you, Lord, for all those blessings that you have given to us.
我们真是为着你给我们这么丰丰富富的祝福来感谢主。
And we also thank you for taking Jin Jin's mother to heaven to be with Jesus forever.
我们感谢主，你把静真的妈妈带到天家与主耶稣同在。
Thank you for giving her a life that has blessed many others.
感谢主，你给她的生命是去祝福他人的一个生命。
And thank you for keeping Jin Jin's faith steady.
感谢神，你坚固竞争的信心。
And we also thank you for all the lessons that you have taught us this year.
也感谢神，你教导我们这么多的生活里面的功课。
And may you help us to continue to grow stronger in Christ next year.
求主你帮助我们，让我们更加的在基督里面成长的更加强壮。
We thank you in Jesus' name.
我们感谢主，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
And now before the year is closed, I would like to ask anyone who may not have accepted Christ to consider accepting Christ before the year is over.
在我们今年结束之前，我想邀请还没有信主的人，还没有接受主耶稣基督的人，今天有一个机会来接受主耶稣基督。
Now, as you know, that the day of Christmas is when Jesus come down to earth to save us from our sins.
然后我们大家都知道，当主耶稣基督诞辰的那一天，就是他来到这个世界来救赎世人的那天。
And on the day of the Lord, Jesus will come down to judge people for their sins.
在主的日子，就是他再回来来审判世人。
So we only have a short window of time from the day of Christmas to the day of the Lord to accept Jesus as our Savior.
就从主耶稣诞生的那一天到主日再来的那一天。只有这么一点点的时间。
And you know, we have today because God has given us today.
我们有今天是因为神赐给我们的今天。
But we don't know what will happen tomorrow.
那我们不晓得明天会怎么样。
That's why the Bible says today is the day of salvation.
所以圣经就是说，今天就是拯救的日子。
So would anyone want to receive salvation today before the year is over?
我们有想今天要接受这个拯救吗？这个救恩吗？
If you're willing, I would like to ask you to raise your hand, and then I'll pray for you.
你要是愿意的话，我想请求你举起你的手，那我就为你祷告。
Yeah, is anyone who would like to accept Jesus, today, and receive the salvation?
有谁今天想要接受主耶稣的？接受他成为你的救主的。
If you're willing, either raise your hand or maybe just talk to me or Pastor Paul or one of our church brothers or sisters.
你要是愿意的话，你可以跟我跟或者是保罗牧师等一下再谈一下。
Okay, let us pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father.
我们亲爱的天父，
We thank you for sending Jesus down to earth to save us from our sins.
我们感谢你差遣主耶稣基督来到世上来救赎我们。
And if there's anyone who has not yet accepted your son Jesus Christ,
要谁还没有接受主耶稣基督，
We ask you to open their heart to receive Jesus very soon.
求天父你打开他们的心门来接受主耶稣基督。
Let salvation come to them today.
让你的救恩就临到他们今天。
And we want to especially pray for those unbelieving husbands or wives.
我们特别要为我们已经信主的配偶，他们还没有信主的来祷告。
May your Holy Spirit touch their heart.
求神你的圣灵触摸他们，触动他们的心。
And open their eyes so that they can see Jesus.
打开他们的心眼，让他们可以看到主耶稣基督。
So that they can receive salvation and share the blessings with their husband or wife.
所以他们能够接受你的救恩，并且与他们的配偶分享。
Let salvation come to their family.
让你的救恩临到他们的家人。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉主耶稣名求，阿们。
感谢邱师傅美好的信息。
Thank you, Joseph, for your sermon.
我们下面是唱一首回应诗歌，感谢神。